We are telling the world of the crimes that Bill and Hillary Clinton are responsible for in Haiti. And we are telling the American people that the over 32,000 emails that Hillary Clinton said she deleted have evidence of the crimes they've committed.
The Clintons have a long history with the Black Republic of Haiti. In January of 2010, after 220,000 Haitians were decimated in an earthquake, the world responded by pouring in $13 billion in donations.
And a year after the quake, Red Cross CEO Gail McGovern announced plans to create, quote, brand new communities.
We're working on a planned partnership to build permanent housing for people that were left homeless during the earthquake.
The Clintons' first act was to provide what they claimed were hurricane-proof emergency trailers, which they say could also have been used to school the island's children. Didn't turn out too well. The trailers were laced with a cancer-causing chemical, formaldehyde, which gave the students and teachers headaches and allergic reactions.
The IHRC, overseen by Bill Clinton, doled out nearly 90% of that money to non-Haitian organizations, which included the United Nations and a myriad of NGOs, while a measly 10% actually went to the Haitian government.
Activists staged a protest outside Hillary Clinton's Manhattan office. The demonstrators claim billions of dollars were stolen through the Haiti Reconstruction Commission headed by Bill Clinton. They also say Haiti was used as a cover for foreign governments to funnel kickbacks of possibly hundreds of millions of dollars through the Clinton Foundation.
I am delighted to be back here at USAID with all of you. You know, we see in the Obama administration development as one of the most powerful tools we have for advancing global progress, peace, and prosperity. The President and I believe that it therefore must be a vital part of our country's foreign policy. We have set the United States government on a path to double foreign assistance with our 2010 budget request. And at last week's G8 meeting in Italy, the President announced our food security program that will come with a major increase in funding for food and sustainable agriculture. And again, when he was in Ghana, he focused on the importance of smart development. When USAID and the State Department work in tandem, we achieve a multiplier effect, significantly increasing the scope and the impact of our programs
and
policies.
And the status of your bank account?
The FBI is conducting an investigation into the Clinton Foundation and whether any donations made to the foundation are tied to actions carried out by the U.S. government, CBS News has confirmed.
I'd like to ask you right now, why don't you give back the money that you've taken from certain countries that treat certain groups of people so horribly? Why don't you give back the money? I think it would be a great gesture.
Well,
because she takes a tremendous amount of money, and you take a look at the people of Haiti. I was at a little Haiti the other day in Florida, and I want to tell you, they hate the Clintons, because what's happened in Haiti with the Clinton Foundation is a disgrace. And you know it, and they know it, and everybody knows it.
Former President Bill Clinton launched the foundation after leaving office in 2001. Since then, the family charity says it's raised an estimated $2 billion.
Clinton political donors and former Clinton Foundation officials pushed the U.S. State Department for meetings, favors, and jobs for associates while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. This, according to nearly 300 pages of work-related emails, Secretary Clinton failed to initially surrender to the State Department and just released as the result of a successful lawsuit from conservative group Judicial Watch.
President Obama named Bill Clinton as the one that should be in charge of the reconstruction of Haiti. The Haitian people has not seen not even 2% of that money.
2%?
Nothing was done in Haiti.
After the Clintons descended on Haiti like vultures and the Laura Silsby abduction of 33 Haitian children unfolded,
we already know that some of these children still have parents, because an elder girl might be 8 or 9 years old told us crying, I'm not an orphan, I do have my parents.
The mistake obviously we made is we did not understand that there was additional paperwork required.
You can't just pick up a child and walk
out of the
country.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so that was when the Clintons were getting billions of dollars through USAID. This thing is getting a lot clearer today. We got a lot of news on this today. But it's just a good news day, folks. That's all I can say. It's just a good news day. We got it all coming up.
Boy, Michael Bloomberg is so upset that it came out that his gun control group are the ones behind the Onion and the lawsuits and all of it, trying to shut down InfoWars. And remember back in November, they said they owned it, tried to kick us out of the building. The judge overrode it. It wasn't true. It was a hoax. But a lot of people still think they own InfoWars or InfoWarsStore.com. And so it's really hurt sales by over 70%. So if we don't get funds in at InfoWars Store, we will shut down. Now, even if they're successful and we're beating them right now, it'll take a month and a half or so for that to happen. So right now, in February, you are able to get all these products delivered to you very, very quickly. All the fan favorites, all the classics, X2, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Brain Force Ultra, an incredible fast-acting nootropic with no letdown. VasoBeat, so good for your heart, your whole cardiovascular system. It's all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not owned by Bloomberg or The Onion.
It's February 7th, Friday, February 7th, 2025. This is the InfoWars War Room. I got to tell you, I got nothing but good news for you today. In fact, there was so much good news today that I couldn't even bring you all the good news in 3 hours. It'd be impossible. I'd have to find a way to somehow expand time, or would that be condensing time? Maybe I should ask Gavin Newsom if he can ingress and regress for me. No, I mean, Trump's joint press conference with the Prime Minister of Japan and the Prime Minister of Japan announcing a $1 billion investment and all that good news. I didn't even have time. I was like, I'm not even going to have time for that today. By the way, Trump just got on Air Force One. He is heading to Mar-a-Lago for a dinner tonight. He'll take tomorrow off and then fly to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, first president to attend the Super Bowl, and there's actually some other news on that. And so when you understand the larger picture of what's going on, and I've got some evidence to kind of present this to you today, and it's always a challenge to try to see the world through somebody else's perspective or to kind of view politics outside of your own ideologies, your own mindset, but there are other people that see things differently and think differently and act differently. So how do you coalesce a movement, a populist movement, a nationalist movement, a common sense movement, to have total victory for everybody? Well, you're witnessing that right now from Donald Trump and the people he's surrounding himself with and Elon Musk and others. Now, I'm not trying to get anybody's hopes up here, but I sincerely believe, based off of some of the developments that I've seen, I think people are going to jail, folks. I really do. I think people are going to jail. And I think what we've seen with USAID, and it truly is just the tip of the iceberg, but what we've seen with USAID, with the money laundering, the insider trading, everything else that goes along with it, is just the beginning. And this is not the normal panic from Democrats either. This isn't the normal panic. I mean, yes, they see all their progressivism in politics being gutted. But that's not what this is. We're witnessing criminals that are actually scared. We're witnessing people that have been committing crimes, being exposed and panicking over it. I don't know how else to rationalize the behavior of these Democrats other than these are criminals who know they're about to be caught. And there's been some developments that make me think some of these politicians that you just know are corrupt, they've been around forever, they've made hundreds of millions of dollars off of their $100,000 a year salary as a member of Congress, and they're the ones panicking the most. It's like they know. It's like if you are looking for something in your house, maybe your wife hid it from you, or you're fighting with your brother or sister or something and they hid it from you, and you're looking for it and you've gone into all the rooms and the drawers and the kitchen and the pantry and under the couch and everything, and you just can't find it. And then you move to that closet in the hallway and you start to walk towards that closet. Oh, don't look in the closet. No, it's not in there. No, not in the closet. No. Oh. And then you go to reach for the closet and open the door and they slam themselves against it. No, it's not in there. Don't look in there. That's like the Democrats right now. I mean, these people are freaked out. And think about it. We don't even have Cash Patel confirmed yet. Who knows? Who knows what could happen with Tulsi Gabbard? But Patel at the FBI, you know they're scared of that. But okay, put all that aside even for a second. Let's just look at Republican members of Congress that might not do much, don't really move the needle much, don't really affect the Richter scale much, kind of unknowns. Just average people, not corrupt, but just kind of normal people just getting in office. Well, they now see, hey, gee, there's a lot of corruption here. And, hey, fighting this corruption is popular. And, hey, I can kind of make a little name for myself here. It's like when you walk around town, everybody knows. Like right now, if you go to Kansas City, Missouri right now, what do you think you're going to see? If you go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania right now, what do you think you're going to see? You're going to see everybody running around in Kansas City Chiefs hats, and you're going to see everybody running around in Philadelphia Eagles jerseys because their team's winning and they're in the championship and everybody wants to be a part of it and everybody wants to be cool and everybody wants to be in the in crowd. Merchandise flying off shelves, everybody wearing it around. That's what's going on in D.C. with these Republicans. They're like, oh, gee, look, Musk is the most popular guy right now. He's exposing the government fraud. Look, Trump is the most popular politician of all time. This is how he talks. This is how he acts. These are his policies. I should do that. So they're all getting on board now. And it's trickling down to the American people. And you've got former Democrats that are on board. You've got independents that are on board. You got people that even voted for Kamala that are like, I think I was tricked. I think I was deceived here. Trump's doing some good stuff, actually. You can't even really quantify where this movement is at right now. And you really have to remove your own ideologies. You have to remove your own politics. You have to remove yourself really from the picture and neutrally observe this to understand what's going on. 2016 was one thing, and it was great, but it was a lot more of a niche movement. It was more of a loyalist movement. It wasn't really full scale. It wasn't really fully populist. You didn't really have all the Republican Party members on board. You didn't really have the former Democrat people kind of getting in there and supporting him now or talking good about him now. You didn't have Musk. So it was kind of more of a, you know, it wasn't like the Spanish Armada. It was maybe just like a couple ships. Now it's just like sails and ships and cannons and all going. I mean, this thing is so huge right now, folks. It's insane. And so I get where some people are coming from that are really, truly right wing or really, truly staunch conservatives, or they've been around since 2016 and they don't seem to get any credibility. But these new people come in and now they're the biggest people in MAGA. So all these people have these little issues, and then there's the geopolitical squabbles and all this other stuff. You have to put that aside, and you have to look at the bigger picture. This is a populist movement. This is a nationalist movement. It is the biggest political movement in modern American history, maybe in American history. And we've got 2 years, four at best. Really, we got to do it in two. But we're looking at a situation that now can become a permanent change in the political culture of this country. A permanent change. A permanent change. Not in every 2 years, not in every 4 years, not a pendulum swinging back and forth, not fighting out elections one side versus the other, completely changing the political paradigm, completely not moving the Overton window, ripping it out of the wall and putting it into a different house. That's what's going on here. Now, let's just go down some of the news just from today. A couple statements from President Trump. USAID is driving the radical left crazy, and there is nothing they can do about it because the way in which the money has been spent, so much of it fraudulently, is totally unexplainable. The corruption is at levels rarely seen before. Close it down. Now, you could say the USAID was the worst of it, but this is just one of their money laundering operations that is being busted open. This is just one of their criminal schemes that is being exposed. There will be dozens by the time we're done here, folks. I mean, what was it? They got caught spending like, I think it was like $3,000 for those quick cup coffee things that you put in the instant coffee maker. It's like you go to the grocery store, it's like $15 for like a 30 pack. They were spending like $2,000-$3,000 for one. What the hell is that? And you're going to find crap like that in all these different bureaucracies. All of them. Why are they so panicked? Because they're the ones committing the crimes, and they've known it, and they've been getting away with it forever. Now they're getting caught. Now they're getting exposed. And they know they've committed crimes. Trump also said this. Looks like the billions of dollars have been stolen at USAID and other agencies, much of it going to the fake news media as a payoff for creating good stories about the Democrats. The left-wing rag known as Politico seems to have received $8 million. Did the New York Times receive money? You bet your ass they did. Who else did? This could be the biggest scandal of them all. Perhaps the biggest in history, says President Trump. The Democrats can't hide from this one. Too big, too dirty. Now, here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. It's an interesting position here at InfoWars because we've been known as the tip of the spear. We've been known as next year's news today. Alex has been doing this for almost 30 years. I've been here almost 10 years. I mean, this is the thrust of InfoWars. This is the flag of InfoWars. It's like imagine staking a flag down in the body politic, and then it's just like ripples and expands. It's like now So hearing about this stuff on InfoWars is nothing new. We've been talking about this. Now you've kind of got mainstream news getting into it. You've got other hosts that don't like appearing controversial. They've got to get into it. But here's the challenge. And Musk is already starting to realize that this is the challenge. Trump is just in the game. You know, he's just the quarterback in the game, running the plays, running the offense, just winning the game. So he's just charging, just head down, just going to the end zone. But Musk and others have realized the challenge now. And if you remember, we covered this earlier in the week. Musk posts like 3 or 4 different times, biggest X account out there, gets 20 million, 50 million views every time. I mean, that's you know, the future of mainstream news, essentially. That's actually competitive with the mainstream news now, which is just passive audience, most of it. But so Musk posts 3 or 4 times, he says, look at how USAID money, taxpayer money, was used to create COVID-19. Funded the lab, funded Fauci, funded the whole thing. And remember, Musk has been saying to prosecute Fauci for years. I don't think Musk is a big fan of Fauci. But so he's realizing now, it's like, how do you, and this is the challenge, and InfoWars has done a good job at this, but, you know, one treatment doesn't work for everybody. The challenge is, how do you actually break through this wall? How do you actually break through the consciousness to get people to understand what's going on? Because they don't just react to stuff that you put in front of them. So for people that listen to this, they like the way we present the news. Maybe they like Alex getting passionate, getting emotional. Maybe they like me with my comedy, my sarcasm, whatever. And that's just us bringing the news and talking like you and thinking like you. But that's not 300 million Americans. It's not for 300 million Americans. So Musk now realizes the challenge. I cannot just put the food on the plate that says, look, Anthony Fauci and USAID and all this money literally created COVID-19. They literally created the virus that killed millions of people. And it's just like, oh, it's just food on the plate. So that's the challenge. How do you turn this into, how do you actually present this so that it changes the world? And I actually have the answer. You can't do the presentation. You can't talk about it. You can't post about it. It's really not even about, you could put all the evidence out there. There's only one way. There's only one way that this gets into the heart, the soul, the consciousness of every American, the entire world. There's only one way. People must get arrested, period. Dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands. The people that stole the money, the people that laundered the money, the people that ran propaganda campaigns against the American people, the people that funded and orchestrated and ran the wide open southern border, the invasion of this country, the people that funded and worked at the labs that created COVID-19, that shut down the planet. It is the only way. It is the only way. Nothing else will last. Nothing else will impact the people. Nothing else will shock the world. You need to see people in handcuffs. You need to see people being walked into a courtroom. You need to see a judge on a bench and a prosecuting attorney and a defense attorney and a testimony and eyewitnesses and the discovery and the documents and then the jail time. That is the only way to do this. Nothing else will work. So, hey, I feel great. It's not even about vindication. It's about we're doing it. We got good people running things. We got people that don't hate you running things. We got people that don't want to rob from you and brainwash your kids and chop them up running things. The good guys are in charge for once. Maybe for the first time in my life. We have a coalition of good people running the country. I didn't say perfect. I said good. And don't let perfect keep you from doing good things. What? How does the actual saying go? Don't let perfect get in the way of good or something like that. It's very true. But I'm telling you right now, that's the one way to do this. And I maybe they'll start to understand that. But I really think charges are inevitable. I think arrests are inevitable. And if you're Donald Trump and Elon Musk, I mean, you look at Elon Musk here, and you kind of have to get into the psychology of the man. What is it that made Elon Musk so politicized? What is it that made Elon Musk decide he's going to invest everything now in MAGA and go all in? Because they came after him. They came after his children. They came after his companies. They sued him. They brought him in for deposition. And then he did more research into all of it. And he realized, oh, this is what they're doing to everybody's kids. Oh, this is what they do to the people that they don't control with blackmail. Oh, these are the same lawyers, the same Democrat lawyers coming after me that came after, Alex Jones and InfoWars. Yeah. So now he's on the field. Now I'm looking over at the line of scrimmage, like, holy shit, it's Elon Musk over there. Same with Donald Trump. They tried to kill him. They tried to put him in prison. They've tried to take all of his money, his property. They've harassed his family. You people will be lucky if he just sits at his desk with a Sharpie. You people will be lucky if Elon Musk just posts on X all day. But I got a feeling you're not going to be so lucky. I think the lawsuits are coming. I think the charges are coming. I think we've only cracked into this money laundering operation at USID. I think this is just the beginning. And their panic behavior tells me maybe I'm onto something. But at the end of the day, it's all going to be about the people. And if the people continue to put the pressure on here, and if the people continue to wake up, and if the people continue to get louder and more angry and upset about how our country has been robbed and looted and stolen, then the criminals that did it will eventually pay the price for what they've done. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. So I'll present you some of the evidence and then some of the breaking news in regards to USAID today. And just fraud that's being exposed. We're just cracking into it, man. Just beginning the process.
The final battle is coming up towards the end of next month. Federal court's going to decide whether we get sold to the Bloomberg Group or they let patriots buy InfoWars and we continue on. But regardless, the final run potentially of X2 that is so incredible, the purest, best atomic iodine out there has just come in at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. This could be your last chance to get X2, but regardless, fans love it. It's back in, so you can get it. And for those that haven't tried it, get your X2 now, right now, at InfoWarsStore.com. Every order that comes in will be shipped out regardless. We're not getting shut down for at least a month, so this is your last chance to get X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is one of the most amazing products, if not the most amazing, we've ever had at InfoWars. It's been a fan favorite for 12 years. So stock up now on what could be your last chance to get the legendary X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C Gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C Gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C Plus. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Infowars.com/show.
The voice the globalists dread is Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to start getting into this news. The crew just brought me a stack. And it's funny. And I was telling them, and maybe they can hunt down this video. A video I had, because I gather all my news, and then I do like a last aggregation process to decide what's going to get on air and what I'm going to cover and whatnot. And I didn't end up sending them this video. And then it's ironic, they brought me this stack of news. It was a gentleman. It's been seen millions of times. I don't know where it was originally posted. I saw it on X. And this gentleman says, hey, and he lives out in the country. And he says, he works outside. I used to see chemtrails every week, almost every day I'd see chemtrails. And ever since they cut the USAID spending, I haven't seen a single chemtrail. So I went and watched it again before deciding what to cover on the air. Yeah, there it is right there. Crew finds it. Of course they do. And I thought, well, I don't know. I haven't seen any other evidence of that. And I can't think of a chemtrail I've seen recently, but I just don't know. So it just didn't make the cut. Well, then they just brought me this in the break, and apparently there's something to it. And you've got all these different resources. Republican data is one of them. USAspending.gov is another. But it It's got millions of dollars for cloud seeding in all of these USAID documents. The Southern Nevada Water Authority, the Department of the Interior, Bureau of Reclamation, $2.5 million for cloud seeding. So maybe there is something to it. Maybe the USAID was doing the cloud seeding. And then you got a whole hearing from the Idaho Freedom Caucus. By the way, they got other news coming out of Idaho. I might as well just cover it now. Idaho Republicans push ban of mRNA vaccines against COVID and all other mRNA gene therapy products. Now, other states are considering following up with similar bills like Montana and Texas and Iowa to ban mRNA injections. So, yeah, let's ban mRNA injections into human bodies, and let's ban the injections of heavy metals and chemicals into our atmosphere. It's one of the great ironies of our time that doesn't get the attention it deserves. Our politicians get in front of you, the media gets in front of you, and they say, man-made climate change, man-made climate change, man-made climate change, and they never once mention the chemicals they spray in the sky. Never once. You could live in a vehicle, you could live in a gas-powered engine, a combustion engine vehicle, your entire life driving around the planet, and it will not impact the climate or the Earth's atmosphere like their cloud seeding programs and their geoengineering programs does. So they sit here and they blame it all on you because you want to cook a burger on a grill or heat your home with heating and or cool your home with AC or use a gas-powered stove or drive a car. Meanwhile, they got programs. They're spraying chemicals miles, miles long all over the planet. I mean, so was that in the, and then they had a hearing on it. I'm not going to play the video for sake of time, but they did it. They had a hearing on it. So millions of dollars. Here's another one. Pitch Aeronautics, Department of Energy. So they had millions of dollars. Millions of dollars for geoengineering and cloud seeding coming from USAID. So maybe that guy was on to something. Should we just play the video? I saw it last night. I was like, that's interesting. I'll look into that tomorrow. And then I kind of looked into it, and I was like, I'm just going to pass on this. Well, the crew apparently had another idea, and they said, no, you're going to cover this, actually. He's on to something here. I mean, this is just crazy, folks. Just crazy. What is America like without geoengineering and cloud seeding? I wonder. I really wonder. Without all those chemicals they spray in the sky all the time. So this was the video I passed on, and then the crew said, hey, actually, USAID does pay for chemtrailing. Check it out.
And I want you to look up right now. Look up in your skies right now. Do you know what I don't see? Is any fucking chemtrails. There are rumors out there that even the chemtrails were being funded by USAID. I want to know from anybody out there, does anybody see any shit in their sky? Because I have not seen a clear sky in years.
I'm going to pay attention.
There is not one. Nowhere to the horizon line are there even a single fucking chemtrail. Did we really?
All right. Pull it down there. We didn't have time to censor it. That's fine. So I guess I'm going to be paying attention now. I mean, I'm trying to think. I haven't seen a chemtrail in a while. I guess it's been a couple weeks. But if you recall, I used to talk about it before the new year. And usually when it's really bad, I'll take a picture and upload it to X or shoot a video of it. But there's reports all over now about this. Chemtrails funded by USAID program. So has that been shut down then? Are we going to stop poisoning our atmosphere with these heavy metals and chemicals we spray in the sky? That is literally man-made climate change done intentionally. Billions of dollars. And that's all contempt for the people. That's what that is. That's all contempt for the people. Treating you like bugs. Treating you like slaves. Now, the Washington Post, probably funded by USAID. Trump's had meetings with Bezos, by the way. I wonder if he's asking about that. I wonder if Bezos even knows. The Washington Post. Trump shows contempt for government and its workers. Trump's federal government workers' destruction. The most damaging first 2 weeks in presidential history. Trump's second term is all about curtailing government's power and reach. Oh, sounds horrible. The dictator. The fascist Trump. He's taking away government power and overreach. Oh, he's so bad. How will we ever recover? Why, Trump? Why? This type of propaganda only works on a moron. A moron. Trump administration to keep only 294 USAID staff out of what was over 10,000 globally. And it's the same argument. People are going to die. People are going to starve. What is he doing? Well, I don't believe that that's the case for 1 second. But even if it is, I'll humor you. I'll hear you out for a second. People are going to die if we don't have USAID. Now, again, this is just the criminals that launder and steal the money and enrich themselves and their friends that are complaining about this because they know their gravy train is coming to a stop and they might go to jail for what they've done. If you're reliant on USAID money to live, then whose problem is that? And why is that my problem? And why am I supposed to just accept as an American that it's my duty to work for a living so that the U.S. Treasury and U.S. taxpayer dollars can be used for a global charity? Tell me where is that concept in any constitutional law? Since when do the American people have to work for a living to pay their own bills that they can barely afford? So that we can be a charity for the world. Oh, but see, that's just the cover story. That's just the cover story. Oh, yeah, we take your money and we save people's lives. You know, we give it to the world. It's a big charity operation. No, it's a giant money laundering operation. It's how they steal money from you. Senator Ron Johnson says Musk's dismantling of USAID is just the tip of the iceberg. Just the tip of the iceberg. My goodness, what else will we uncover? Wasn't it Cynthia McKinney, I believe it was, exposing DynCorp, which was getting money from the Defense Department, I believe, and was running human trafficking operations? I'd have to go back. That was like early 2000s. She's not a member of Congress anymore. By the way, she was a Democrat, Cynthia McKinney. But she took that to the floor of Congress. Whew. Now, if that would have happened today with X and everything else, that would have been one of the biggest clips of all time. But my guess is most people don't know about Cynthia McKinney and her report on DynCorp and human trafficking. Just the tip of the iceberg, says Senator Ron Johnson. U.S. granted $270 million to Soros-backed institute for 15 years. Yeah. Yeah, here's what we're really learning about the American left. and it's starting to add up here. The American left is a shell. It is a hollow movement. It is AstroTurf. They don't have a real voter base. They steal elections. They don't have real media. It's all government-funded propaganda, state-funded propaganda, Democrat Party propaganda. They don't have any real protests. It's all the same thing, government-funded, state-funded, AstroTurf protests. There is not a single thing about the American left that is natural, that is organic, or that even truly exists. Without election theft, they have no power. And they steal elections in many different ways. That's not a simple statement to make. They have many ways in which they steal elections and rig elections. Many different ways. So they don't have any real voter base. They don't have any real media. And they don't have any real grassroots activism. It's all a hollow shell. And now that we're opening up the shell, starting to get it. Starting to get it. And by the way, you want total proof? This video seems trivial. But trust me, it's not. Kamala Harris goes to the Los Angeles Lakers game last night. Now, this is, they say, the front runner to be the 2028 nominee. Now I'm going to tell you something right now, and I've been saying it. Kamala Harris is not going to be the nominee. I mean, I hope she is. That'd be great. But she's not. Kamala Harris will not be the nominee. She was dead last in 2016. She didn't win a single state or get a single vote. Or I'm sorry, she was dead last in 2020. She didn't win any primaries or get any votes in 2024. She lost in an electoral landslide to Donald Trump, and now she is completely irrelevant. She is not running again. They wouldn't even pay her $20 million debt. That's like pennies for these Democrats. They wouldn't even pay off her campaign debt. They are not running Kamala Harris again. But here you go. You're in Los Angeles. Blue city, right? I mean, these people hate Trump, apparently. And Harris goes to a Laker game. Tell me, what do you notice about this video? Tell me what you notice about Kamala Harris at the Laker game last night in clip 20. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. What do you notice? Nothing. Nothing. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. She doesn't move the crowd an inch. She gets no access. She gets no hype. And she doesn't move the crowd an inch. And this is in Los Angeles. This is where she was a senator. She was a prosecutor. She doesn't move the crowd an inch. Nobody cares. Literally nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. They might not even know who she is. What were we talking about yesterday? How Democrats steal elections and likely don't even win these elections in California. They probably just have stolen these elections in California forever. And then that video pops up last night. I mean, is that not evidence?
Well, I mean, it doesn't show actually who's voting in the voter rolls and inside the machines and the voter ID laws. We're not actually talking.
Folks, this is one of the biggest politicians to ever come out of California. One of the biggest Democrats to ever come out of California. She just ran for president just a couple months ago. And nobody cares about her. Nobody. Now, I guarantee you, if I went to a Los Angeles Lakers game with Alex Jones, he would be mobbed. They would be crawling over chairs just to try to get a photo with him. But that's just a guy who's probably a couple offices, studios down here, probably shooting a report. Can you imagine Donald Trump? What do you think would happen if Trump was at the Lakers game? He wouldn't even be able to walk up the steps. They wouldn't even let him try. It would be a mob scene. Do you really think this woman won California? Do you really think Democrats win anything anywhere? This is their girl. This is their future. This was their candidate. And nobody cares. Do not discount what hardcore evidence that is of the complete lack of popularity of the top Democrat. It's unbelievable. And you'll get a little compare and contrast. Trump will be sitting in a luxury suite at the Super Bowl. Maybe he does a field walk. I don't know. The crowd will go crazy. Now, an interesting factor, I will just say, since we're talking about it, Philadelphia Eagles fans are some of the most classless fans in the history of sports. It's true. I mean, you guys have to admit it, right? I mean, you guys are pretty much the worst of all time. I mean, for God's sakes, you threw batteries at Santa Claus. So, but that's kind of your thing. That's kind of your stick. That's the only factor here. If the Eagles fans are pro-Trump, this thing is going to be insane. It's going to be completely just off the chain, the support. Now, if they decide to be anti-Trump, then who knows what they might do. These fans might start throwing feces or something. I don't know. You never know what an Eagles fan is going to do. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they're going to put Trump on the board. He's going to be in a luxury suite. They're going to put a video of him on the board, and the place is going to go nuts. And there's going to be a giant USA chant at the Super Bowl. When was the last time that happened? But Kamala Harris walks up the steps in the crowd at the Lakers game, and nobody even bats an eye. Nobody wants a picture. Nobody wants to shake her hand. Nobody wants to say hello. Nobody points and says, look, it's Kamala Harris. Nobody cares. I don't think Democrats win anything. I think the whole thing is an empty shell. I think everything is theft with these people. I don't think they don't have any real voters. They don't have any real media. They don't have any real activism. It's all fake, fake, fake. Fake, fake, fake. And what did I tell you yesterday, too? I said I tune into the Washington Journal and I listen to the calls, and it's like they're all anti-Democrat, even the Democrat callers, because they have a Republican, Democrat, and independent line. The Democrat line is Democrat voters saying, yeah, I don't like the Democrats anymore. Here's an example. This was Al Green, who was sitting in the Washington Journal. Caller gives him the what for in clip 12. Clip 12.
Said that the protests don't have a plan. Well, the plan is here. This is the plan. Protest, complain now, impeach later.
Let's get to calls because the lines have lit up. Richard in Savannah, Georgia, Republican. You're up first, Richard.
Thank you. I watched you yesterday with the Democrat Party out protesting everything that Elon Musk is trying to do for the American people. The USAID is a 100% of money laundering scheme around the world. Kickbacks back to the Democrat Party, whether it's through the Clinton Foundation in Haiti, $4.4 billion, and $84 million went to her daughter, Chelsea Clinton. All y'all have is impeachments and race and gender, et cetera, and you actually do nothing for the people of America today. I think the Democrats should sit back and let America see what it's like to reduce the people in government, the wasteful spending, and all y'all can do is just complain and be negative, and we're sick of it. And also,
Richard,
they cut him off. He had more to say. These are your Democrat callers, folks. How about one more before we close out the first hour? Even Jon Stewart is making fun of the Democrats. So now it's going to be mainstream comedy to make fun of the left, the liberals, and the Democrats now. It's actually funny. Clip 11.
This trade war has awoken a sleeping giant. Not Canada, not Mexico, but the Democratic minority Senate leader. Release the Schumer!
It's going to affect beer, okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico.
Ooh.
It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made of? Avocados.
Your response to the trade war is to f***ing tell us guacamole is made of avocados? Is that what... When the people found out... When the people find out the precious Super Bowl dip is comprised of mainly avocado, also tomato, sometimes onion, it's a bit much... For me, obviously, with the Spilkis and, excuse me one second. Democrats. Can you please stop f***ing trotting Schumer out there every time Trump traverses into the unreal? He's not good at this. What is the decision-making process here? Hey, who should we get out there to effectively battle one of the most savvy presidential media manipulators in history? Oh, I don't know. How about Schumer? He's uninteresting, but at least he's monotone. Oh, wait. And Chuck, before you go out there, you look too young. Put on these readers and lower them on your nose. Perfect. Honestly, listening to Chuck Schumer speak on almost any topic makes me want to bomb Canada.
Now, folks, Schumer is the one that gives them their talking points. They're turning on Schumer. They have nothing left.
Boy, Michael Bloomberg is so upset that it came out that his gun control group are the ones behind the Onion and the lawsuits and all of it, trying to shut down InfoWars. And remember back in November, they said they owned it, tried to kick us out of the building. The judge overrode it. It wasn't true. It was a hoax. But a lot of people still think they own InfoWars or InfoWarsStore.com. And so it's really hurt sales by over 70%. So if we don't get funds in at InfoWars Store, we will shut down. Now, even if they're successful and we're beating them right now, it'll take a month and a half or so for that to happen. So right now, in February, you are able to get all these products delivered to you very, very quickly. All the fan favorites, all the classics, X2, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Brain Force Ultra, an incredible fast-acting nootropic with no letdown. VasoBeats, so good for your heart, your whole cardiovascular system. It's all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not owned by Bloomberg or The Onion.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so, as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Infowars.com/show. warning.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Did you know there was an Anthony Fauci exhibit that was going to cost U.S. taxpayers $168,000? Not anymore! DOGE has also canceled $182 million worth of contracts inside HHS that had nothing to do with any healthcare protocols at all. Beautiful. Now, this is just good, clean fun. So I guess some of these guys that are working with DOGE, some of these kind of tech bro nerds that we were talking about the other day, they like to have fun. They like to joke around and make memes. And they have funny little pseudonyms for one another. Here's CNN breaking the big news. What were the pseudonyms being used by the DOGE staffers? Clip 9.
So this is a 19-year-old high school graduate who has used the unfortunate nickname Big Balls online. So that would be one way that we could refer to him. He is now working at Musk's behest inside DOGE. And we looked into his background.
Say his name.
You know, several notable things, Aaron, one of which is that this individual has founded multiple companies, including one with another unfortunate name, Tesla.Sexy LLC, which he established in 2021. He would have been around 16 years old. Now, this LLC controls
what companies did you start
domains.
At 16?
So, Kara, you know, you hear this and you have known Elon Musk for years. So now you look at these young men who are now in data and in the private information about maybe hundreds of millions of American citizens as young as 19, the big balls here that Katie's talking about. Most of them are in their early 20s. There's an exception I'm going to get to in a minute. I'm curious, though, Kara, how well does even Musk know these young men, do you think?
I have no idea. I think there was no vetting whatsoever.
How well does Musk know Big Balls?
Second place, it took Katie and the really great team. Wired has done an astonishing job here.
Yeah.
You know, I could make a joke that's probably why he was hired for all this ridiculous nonsense and other nefarious things. But, you know, there's an expression in technology that's not it's a feature, not a bug.
Big Balls. You know what the truth is about these liberals, though? They really have no sense of humor anymore. They've completely lost their sense of humor. He started a company at 16. What company did you start at 16, bimbo? You just got schooled by a guy named Big Balls. Enjoy. Now, in a more serious light, here's Representative Marsha Blackburn. She wants to get the Epstein files, clip 10.
And that a large network of high-profile, high-dollar predators took part in this horrific abuse. That's why on the Senate Judiciary Committee, I've repeatedly requested a subpoena for the complete unredacted Epstein flight logs from the FBI. I've also pushed for the release of Ghislaine Maxwell's unredacted Little Black Book of contacts and addresses. The American people have the right to know who flew on his planes, who witnessed the crimes, and who potentially participated in his global sex trafficking ring. Yet time and again, in the last Congress, Democrat leadership and then FBI Director Wray stonewalled my request. Make no mistake, by blocking my request, they were delaying justice for Epstein's many victims. But now, with Republican control of Congress and President Trump back in the Oval Office, we're going to see some real change on this issue. Just last week, the president's excellent pick for FBI Director Kash Patel vowed to work with me in releasing the Epstein records and breaking apart the trafficking rings that harm countless women and children across our country. To be clear, this is not a celebrity issue. This is about ending modern-day slavery and finding out who is participating in the sex trafficking rings.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, unfortunately, another InfoWars War Room. Not even a prediction, really. Being tomorrow's news today, just knowing the trends, following the news. The anti-deportation protests in Los Angeles are getting violent. They are now attacking people in the streets and beating them. So, really, it's not even a prediction. It's like Tony Romo calling an NFL game, and he's like, oh, hey, they're lining up in the I formation, and the receiver just moved into the slot. That means they're running the ball to the right. Then they hand the ball off, and they run it to the right. It's like, he's not predicting that. He just knows the game, knows the plays. So, yeah, I mean, when they just let these protesters run rampant, and then they release the violent ones, they don't even arrest them, well, yeah, they're going to get more violent. Holy smokes. And guess what? They're only going to get more violent. All right. Be careful out there. Be careful out there. All right. I just flew through the first hour and I didn't even plug. So that's on me. So please do me a favor and pick me up here. Pick me up and go to the alexjonesstore.com and let's do some shopping, shall we? By the way, I think you're in the final hours right now to get 10 times raffle entries to the Ford Raptor Bronco. I believe we're in the final hours, guys. If we could put that on screen, I'll let you know the actual time. Yeah, it looks like you got 10 hours left here. 10 hours left to get 10 time raffle entries, 10 times the normal entries when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com to get entered to win the Ford Raptor Bronco, that beautiful machine there. Just totally cool, one-of-a-kind car there on the screen. When you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, 10 times the raffle entries right now. But only 10 hours left. And so whether it's the hats, the T-shirts, the hoodies, whether it's the supplements and all the other fun things over there at thealexjonesstore.com, all purchases get 10 time raffle entries, but only for 10 more hours. 10 times, 10 more hours. So take advantage of it while it lasts. Now, the best way to support us is to become a member of the VIP club, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. It's those sustained memberships that help us build the budget into the future and know what we can do. So I encourage you, become a member, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. By the way, when you are a member, all the benefits are there at the website, but you do get more opportunities to win all the cool raffles and giveaways that we have, including exclusive giveaways and raffles just for the VIP club. But so that boost when you purchase right now, that 10 times raffle entries, when you become a member of the VIP club, you also get a benefit, including boosts when it comes to the raffle entries. But you can go see all those benefits at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. It's the members there that really do a great job supporting us. Everybody that shops there, great job supporting us. Cannot thank you enough. And
it's when I see all these left-wing propaganda outlets, many of which have written multiple hit pieces on me over the years, are totally state-run propaganda, government-funded, stealing my money to do it. Without that, they have nothing. This is truly independent right here. This is truly independent media, truly funded and supported by our audience, and still here, despite all the attacks. It's a beautiful thing. All right. Let's break it up with this. Oh, we did talk about big balls. Let's go to President Trump here. He was asked about old big balls in clip two.
As part of this Doge cost-cutting effort, one of the Doge engineers was fired for some inappropriate posts. The vice president says, bring him back. What do you say?
I don't know about the particular thing, but if the vice president said that, did you say that? I'm with the vice president. Thank you, Peter.
So, yeah. Peter asking about big balls. It's fun times at the White House today. Here was Trump from the Oval Office addressing the USAID fraud in clip one.
Is Time Magazine still in business? I didn't even know that.
The Time Magazine, but I can't deny this.
Elon is doing a great job. He's finding tremendous fraud and corruption and waste. You see it with the USAID, but you're going to see it even more so with other agencies and other parts of government. He's got a staff that's fantastic. He's wanted to be able to do this for a long time, and everybody else knew it was existent, but I think never so much when you look at USAID. That's a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. Very little being put to good use. Every single line that I look at in terms of events and transactions is either corrupt or ridiculous. And we're going to be doing that throughout government. And I think we're going to be very close to balancing budgets for the first time in many years. I think we're going to be very close to, in addition to monies coming in from tariffs, et cetera, et cetera. But no, he's doing a very good job. I'm very happy with it.
So you just heard it from President Trump. USAID fraud is only the beginning, folks. And that's 1% of the federal budget. 1%, and they've already discovered billions in fraud and waste. Just 1%. Now, there's going to be a Doge subcommittee hearing next week on the morning of February 12th, and we're going to be following that, and I'm going to be talking to people who are going to be attending that, and we're going to try to get some of the representatives in the subcommittee on the show. $2.7 trillion is what they're saying of your taxpayer dollars in improper government payments. Trillion. So this is all going to come out in the subcommittee meeting, and this is just the beginning. Now, here is a school. Go ahead and roll clip four here, guys. You want to see where your money is going in Pakistan for these schools? Tell me, would you send your kids to this school in clip four?
Government primary school.
Nice. The bombed out building. Covered in dust and soot. Wow. Really nice. Billions of dollars. This was $159 million for this school right here. Nobody can attend that school. So there you go. There's where your money is going. Now, we got more from Trump, but there's a bit of an elephant in the room right now.
Look, I just want to come in here and say, you know, good job on the show here. Say, everybody, you guys, the crew back there, just your clips alone, we got like 60 million views yesterday on X. See?
Oh, we're just beginning, Alex.
Hey, now, but separately, I forgot to play that clip you were just playing today.
Which the school?
Yeah, 100-something million. Notice that's at least they built something there with the 50 million in condoms. Nothing was even there. It's all criminal fraud. They all need to go to prison. I don't see how they recover from this. Sorry. They were having me tease you in there. Their idea.
Are you blaming the crew?
On the screen, and you just didn't see all the stupid stuff I was doing.
No, I saw it. I'm a trained professional, Alex.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm a trained professional. I saw your antlers and everything else. I see everything around here. What do you think all these screens are doing here?
Also, you did a Hulk Hogan.
I might have missed the Hulk Hogan, actually. I might have missed that one.
Or if I do that, I'm a Satanist.
Could you grow a Hulk Hogan hairstyle?
I can grow a mullet, yeah. It still grows on the sides. I even have some on the top. I just get tired of messing with it.
You should be Hulk Hogan for Halloween, actually. You could pull that off.
I don't know. I'm a little compared to him.
You got, yeah, but you kind of got, you could do the look, dye your mullet blonde.
Brother.
Yeah,
he's called it on the show before.
You could do the voice for sure.
Anyways, I'm going to leave now. I'm sorry I interrupted. I'm just, this is the old school stuff's coming back now.
Do you feel good, Alex? How do you feel right now?
Good. I'm going to put my, that's actually a real photo. See, he wears a toupee. I don't.
It's true.
Look how fat I was.
Man, that must have been 4 or 5 years ago there on the board.
I actually think with the computer they added weight in that photo. I've never been that big.
You look like John Goodman, actually, in that photo.
I was getting really fat, man. All right, I'm leaving. No,
you're not a clone?
I got to put my sport jacket back on, and I got to cut some stuff, too. But listen, I'm going to leave you back to the show. Good job with the crew.
They are doing a great job. They really are.
By the way, I think you should just stick with the new Oval Office thing.
I like the Oval Office.
This is the ultimate fear of the left now happening.
And I don't know. Maybe you'll be in the Oval Office soon. I don't know. Maybe.
I could go if I want. I'm invited.
Yeah. It's such a weird political culture. It's just like, it's not really our style, you know?
Here's the deal. I'm really into just, here's the problem. We're over the target right now digitally, reaching hundreds of millions of people a day, more than ever. And the time spent going up there gets me out of the gun seat. I mean, like, I'm more like gonna, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And it's, you know, the schmoozing and the, you know, it's just, it's not really our style.
Now, there was a pussy up on top of that ops club that we up on top of it.
We like wearing jeans and shirts.
Yeah.
And ripping them off and screaming.
I don't know.
Hell yeah,
I mean,
brother.
I mean, the whole point is that, I don't know. I mean, I don't mind it all. I'd rather just influence everything and defeat the enemy. You know what I mean? Though I was a little envious seeing Tucker and Elon with Trump wearing the silly hats. By the way, we were going to sell some of those in the store, and Chase asked me if I wanted to sell them, and I think I said yes. So we need to get those.
Here, you want? We got. I think we got one right back there.
And the reason I keep begging for money
Hey, bring him a hat.
Is that we literally had the Democrats. I mean, we've almost beaten the Democrats. See, we were doing this before it was cool. That we had this a long time ago, didn't we?
Yeah, I have had that since like 2017, probably back here.
Yeah, so they're acting like this is something new.
That's actually bigger, by the way, than the ones they have on.
Yeah,
and you're, and you have a ours is much bigger, first of all. But your head is a lot bigger too.
Remember the, so remember the famous thing? Remember the famous thing I said? I'm not saying Trump sucking the ding dong.
Yeah, I remember. I was sitting right here. It became a meme, actually.
That was good.
There you go. You could sell. We could sell these hats.
My point was, is that they can't blackmail Trump.
We do a whole modeling show with these things.
Actually, yeah, we got like a runway.
Yeah. There you go. Do we have any, wonder if we can cue up some music here. Wait. No. But we don't have the hats for sale yet, so we got to wait. This is a practice run.
We just got to get me, like, you know, walking around.
This is the hat's a little morphed. It's been here for a while. Yeah. It's kind of it's like a 7 year old hat.
For viewers, just while you do your serious news, I'll just do this.
Let me see if there's something that fits the occasion here. Oh, here we go. There we go.
Brown girls at the.
Yeah, yeah.
You
see? Have you ever seen Night at the Roxbury, Alex? Do you know the Night at the Roxbury dance by any chance? You just do the head. You just go like this. Go like that. Oh, you had it. No. You had it. Just go like this. That's it. Yeah, there it is. Go. You can't hear the music. Hold on. There we go. Get Alex with the Night at the Roxbury. There you go. You've never seen Night at the Roxbury, Alex? You should watch that this weekend with your kids. You'll love it.
But I am stealing your hat.
No. We need that hat. I want it replaced then.
We gotta start. I would actually wear this right now.
wear it down on Sixth Street. I think people will love it, actually, is what I think.
Don't hurt me no more.
Give me the wide shot. Let me get a wide shot. There we go. And now he's heading to Mar-a-Lago. He's going to wear the giant foam hat on the airplane right to Mar-a-Lago. And then Trump's going to head to the Super Bowl. There we go. There it is. All right, well, I've got witnesses and an admission when I see you in civil court, Alex. Because that hat could be worth trillions. All right, what's next? What's next around here?
Where's the old clown we used to have?
Bozo?
Yeah.
They say it's in the other studio.
Really?
Bozo's in the other studio, they're telling me. That was also stolen from me.
Jeez. I think in the fairness doctrine, we should have Jim Psaki in here. Bozo should co-host.
I don't like going inside Jim Psaki. That's for the MSNBC viewing audience.
All right, get back to serious.
Yeah, well, I got a guest coming up in 10 minutes.
Oh, you got more Bible clips to put out.
I do have a lot of clips to put out. I got a lot of news to cover. Hold on.
Remember that time I threw the hat on your head?
That'll never happen again.
Oh, really?
I mean, this is not even, there's no way. This is, yeah. That count? I have to throw the hat onto you. But that doesn't really. The thing is too small in there. We need to get this hat unmorked.
Find the hat.
Yeah, you can't. It's a foam. It's a foam hat. It's not gonna work. There might be a way. No.
I'm good with the cowboy hat. Guys, pull up the time. Can they find the video? And the hat gets caught in here. Put that out.
It was in our old promo video.
We need to put that out next time.
You know they're just playing club music right now? This is just turning into a... There it is. Look at that. That's formerly Jen Psaki. I wonder if Jen Psaki's contract is subsidized by USAID.
Look, but COVID's over. Even Jen Psaki's in her mask.
I don't think she would, though. Trying to do surgery here. I thought Bozo might have been flattened. Oh my gosh, what is going on here? All right, what do you?
I'm going.
What do you call this segment, guys?
No, you put this out. Jen Psaki officially endorses Trump. It's true.
Jen Psaki.
Our fact checker said this is really Jen Psaki.
Jen Psaki puts on MAGA hat on InfoWars.
No, that's it. Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki officially joins Trump. Takes her mask off.
She's taken the COVID mask off, and she is now wearing the MAGA hat. There you go. That's Roger Stone in Florida there. We're about to go to Florida coming up with our next guest, by the way. There you go. There's your behind the scenes right there. Who knows what's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. All right, we got to break this up somehow. We got to break this up somehow. Let's do, okay, how about this? We go outside of the Department of Education building where the Democrats are trying to storm it, and they get blocked by a guard, and it's just, I'm telling you, folks, these people are panicked. These people are panicked. Clip 15.
Right now, you're looking live at the Department of Education. Members of Congress, they're being denied entry into the building.
Oh, no.
The doors are locked. There's a security guard there. I'm guessing that's who's in the brown, tan-looking shirt, but we don't know for sure. They're having a tense conversation.
What is that? We're doing our job. We're trying to
save. Kind of want to listen in for a second here.
Show them your ID.
Oh, they want IDs now.
And block members of Congress from entering the Department of Education.
We're
allowed in there.
So a private security contractor.
Do you know members of Congress?
Maybe he doesn't understand.
A private security contractor is making the decision to block members of Congress from access, from a public access entrance.
I don't think he knows.
You have the authority as a private security contractor to block members of Congress. This guy's so sick of these.
You know what? Here's another story for this. People are so sick of Democrats, folks. I'm telling you, any good social status or fortune, they are spending all of it. People are sick of them. They're sick of their protests. She's about to get on here. Go ahead, finish the clip. Waters is about to step up.
You don't care.
We have a job to do.
Here comes Mad Maxine.
Security. There are no thieves.
Look at these guys showing their ID.
We're members of Congress.
With identification.
We're teachers.
You Democrats don't even let people go back to their property in California. You're stealing it. Screw you.
This is our job.
This is our job. We're doing our job.
Oh, you want to do oversight now, huh?
Oh, wow.
You're securing this building against who?
Members of Congress. Who are you protecting?
Here, go ahead with clip 16. I think this one jumps right to Maxine Waters.
This man here, who is a federal employee, he goes, are you a federal employee? No, he said he's a federal employee. We pay him. We raise money to make sure that we have a Department of Education. Everybody that's hired at the Department of Education are here because we pay for them to be here. He's standing here today blocking the door, and he can't give us a good reason why he's blocking this door.
Make sure they see. Were you told, are you making this decision to stand in front of this door on
All
your
right.
own behalf?
Now look, we need to have investigations, hearings, sworn testimony on how Maxine Waters got in possession of James Brown's wig. I want hearings immediately. I demand investigations. I demand testimony. I want to know, how did Maxine Waters procure James Brown's wig? She had to steal it. You know she stole it. How did she steal it? I want to know. Where did she steal? How did she steal James Brown's wig? This is a crime. James Brown's wig is a venerable object that she has desecrated.
The final battle is coming up towards the end of next month. Federal court's going to decide whether we get sold to the Bloomberg Group or they let patriots buy InfoWars and we continue on. But regardless, the final run potentially of X2 that is so incredible, the purest, best atomic iodine out there has just come in at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. This could be your last chance to get X2, but regardless, fans love it. It's back in, so you can get it. And for those that haven't tried it, get your X2 now, right now, at InfoWarsStore.com. Every order that comes in will be shipped out regardless. We're not getting shut down for at least a month, so this is your last chance to get X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is one of the most amazing products, if not the most amazing, we've ever had at InfoWars. It's been a fan favorite for 12 years. So stock up now on what could be your last chance to get the legendary X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Turmeric is back in stock. Now, this concoction of turmeric is amazing and extremely bioavailable because it's loaded with ginger root and black pepper extract. Now, you might remember Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. We loaded that capsule with black pepper extract to ensure that it was as bioavailable as possible, and we used the same exact approach with Ultimate Turmeric. Now, if you're somebody who loves bodies, wants to fight for your joint health, and fight against inflammation, then Ultimate Turmeric gummies are an amazing solution for you. Not only are they delicious, but they benefit your health. Now, I'm somebody who struggles with inflammation. After I spent some time at Eagle Pass, I could hardly walk because my ankle was so swollen from walking around the border and catching what the New World Order was sponsoring in terms of the invasion of our country by these migrants. Countless millions of migrants. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com and experience the benefits of Ultimate Turmeric right now. Not only because it's amazing for your health and inflammation and your joints, but because by doing so, you're keeping InfoWars on the air, fighting for this crew, and ensuring that Alex Jones will always be on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Joining me now to discuss the wasteful spending being uncovered within USAID is writer-editor at the Central Florida Post and the Gateway Pundit. His most recent piece, USAID-funded Stanford University and its Internet Observatory Project, the same censorship group that targeted the Gateway Pundit and Parler. Oh, that's right. USAID was used to censor information that was bad for the Democrat Party. Go figure. Jacob Engels joins me now. What's the story here, Jacob?
It's great to be back on the program, Owen, and the story is cut and dry. Our taxpayer dollars were being used to silence us, the taxpayer. It's egregious.
How deep does it go? How much money was spent?
Well, what we can find so far that's on record that they bragged about in a press release through the Stanford Internet Observatory was at least $3 to $4 million that was split between Stanford Internet Observatory and another organization run by the University of Wisconsin with two similar goals: to attack disinformation and misinformation as it related to the 2020 election theft, the vaccine promotions, and the COVID death shot. And that's just what they put on paper. I'm sure they had other marching orders, but it's so funny. These people were so sure that the shoe would never be on the other foot that they openly bragged about it in a press release.
Well, what about the Parler situation? Because this is a little more, this is something you can actually really focus on. When they censored all Trump supporters, conservatives, right-wingers off of Twitter, Parler kind of became the number one replacement. And, I mean, it was rather effective, especially in 2020 after people were getting banned on X, formerly Twitter. That was the biggest year for censorship on Twitter was 2020. I mean, people were getting wiped off left and right, millions of accounts. And Parler served as a major crucial puzzle piece in trying to help get Trump elected, exposing the COVID fraud. Exposing the election fraud was the biggest one. So what do we know about the attacks on Parler? How does that fit into this story?
Absolutely. So the Stanford Internet Observatory published and put together a report about the dangers of Parler, how dangerous it was, how much misinformation it was helping to spread. They targeted figures like Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Dan Bongino, and many others, along with publications like the Gateway Pundit, One American News Network, and even Alex Jones. So I think they saw Parler in that stage as a bridge that was bringing censored people back into the digital marketplace or the digital public square, and they knew they had to do something about it. And so I think that's why they worked so feverishly to put together this document and to, you know, have all their normal terms, Owen, the dangers of misinformation, disinformation, and, you know, all this doublespeak and kind of looking down their nose at us that we get from these elite professors and these gatekeepers of legacy media and their allies in academia, in the digital sector, in corporate media. They were furious that we were allowed to share our voice once again, unfettered by their digital policers.
Who were the players here? Was it that same bimbo that the Biden administration bought in to run the censorship administration? And then she was in and out within like a month, that crazy-eyed woman. Is it the same culprits, or what was the story with who was running this?
So the individual who ran this, Renee DeSista, she has actually been involved in a lot of these movements. Originally out of California, obviously at Stanford, she led a statewide group pushing the vaccine on Californians and really working the censorship angle with the Newsom government. She also, in connection with the University of Wisconsin, I think Center for Election Integrity Project or something of the sort, which is funded by Craig Newark, who founded Craigslist, and is a total censor. I mean, he's funded journalists to the tune of $200 million through these nonprofits. And obviously, Owen, they're not journalists who care about freedom or the Constitution or the First Amendment. These are the journalists who were debanking, deplatforming, censoring us. So it's this whole wide-ranging group that are working across different organizations through universities. And the interesting part, Owen, is that at one point in time, one of the individuals involved in the Stanford Internet Observatory was running an organization that Facebook relied on as to give guidance to their content moderators. Surprise, surprise.
Well, this is a blatant First Amendment violation. I don't know. I mean, to me, these people should be defending themselves in courts. I mean, Parler, others, I mean, they should be launching lawsuits against this group, which was funded by the government. Maybe that's their excuse. But, I mean, how is this not illegal? How is this not blatant illegal activity?
Well, I think it is blatantly illegal activity and a misuse of our tax dollars, Owen. But up until this point, USAID has run amok for decades. They never thought the shoe was going to be on the other foot. So I think they've spent so long being unmonitored and unchecked that their perception and idea of what is legal, what is constitutional, what is moral, what is wrong, what is right has been totally thrown out the window. So with Elon Musk and what Doge is doing is giving us a very, very hard reset, which the American people needed. And you know what? There's going to be a lot of hemming and hawing, and it's all coming from people who have been cashing the check for years. USAID is done, and I can't wait to see the next next governmental organization that Musk just tears apart, rightfully so.
Well, you wrote the story for the Gateway Pundit. They were targeted by this. What do they think about all of this?
Well, interestingly enough, the Gateway Pundit has pursued legal action against the Stanford Internet Observatory with the help of Stephen Miller's America First Legal. And it speaks to the same issues that Parler was facing. Now, up until this point, there really wasn't anything out there that we could point to. Now, we all knew what was going on behind the scenes. We all had a very good idea how they were using and abusing governmental power in conjunction with corporations and digital media platforms, like Andy Ray said, working hand in glove. But they were so stupid at the Stanford Internet Observatory project that they left up this white paper that basically lays out a list of their crimes. And Alex said yesterday on the program that all of this coordination between multiple groups at multiple levels, public, private, this is a RICO case. And I would urge any group or any individual that has the means and the opportunity to file their own legal action, do FOIA requests, file a lawsuit. Let's get into discovery and deposition. We need to know exactly who was doing what. We want to see the emails because, you know, they're so callous and they're so full of themselves. They're chuckling behind the scenes and emailing back and forth. We've seen it time and again, and I really hope that that will be exposed in the coming future.
Well, I'm glad that the Gateway Pundit is taking legal action, and I would agree with you. I think others should as well, to try to figure out what was going on here. But even just the FOIA requests to see what they were saying behind the scenes, I think it'd be very revealing because they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing, and they were probably bragging about it, like you said, they would put in their publications.
Absolutely. And, you know, the way that they snicker at us and look down at us and have this idea that they are the arbiters of what is right, what is wrong, what we can say, what we can't say, really just speaks to their lack of humanity. And I would love to live in a world where they treat us as humans, but that simply is not the case. And I don't think it will ever be the case. However, what we can do is not act like them. What we can do is educate our fellow patriots, our fellow Americans, push the Infowars.com link, push the GatewayPundit.com link, share it with your friends, and do everything you can at every level to try and educate your fellow human so that these people are not taken seriously any longer.
Yeah, that's it exactly. And I think what we're really learning here is, and I wonder how much of this from Trump and Musk has been pre-coordinated, pre-planned out versus they're just, you know, playing in a game live time. But I think what we're learning here is that the left, all its different movements are all hollow. There's no real left voter base. It's stolen elections. There's no real left media. It's all state-run funded propaganda. And there's no real left activism. Same story. All state-run government funded protests. So, I mean, what we're really seeing here is that the left, I mean, there's a reason why the Democrats are panicking. When you take all of these government subsidies, when you take all the free money, the gravy train, and God forbid stolen elections away from the Democrats, I mean, they're on life support and you're pulling the plug.
And we exactly need to do that, Owen. And the election did show us that this is a completely hollow movement, a movement that has no morals, no ethics, and no ability to do what's right for the American people. I mean, good God, David Hogg as vice chair of the DNC, and he wants Pete Buttigieg to replace. I mean, I can't even finish the sentence because it's so hysterically absurd.
Oh, it's going to be fun watching them completely panic as the illegitimate cornerstones that have propped them up for decades are being removed. And the whole thing is coming down and collapsing. And you can see it with them panicking outside of the USAID building, panicking outside of the Department of Education building. That's another one. They use the Department of Education to indoctrinate children into the liberal life, into the liberal ideology. Imagine that. You know, most people, when you break this down, just looking at raw political numbers,
Democrats need young voters. They do. And most college-age students do tend to vote Democrat. That's all because of the propaganda that they've been fed growing up. Imagine taking that away from the Democrats. They won't even have the young vote anymore.
Well, and as if it wasn't enough to rot their brain, we have Dr. Weenie Chop and these kind of people walking around and trying to demasculate or defeminize our children. And they've already poisoned their brain. Now they're coming after their bodies. I mean, what's next? We know they want their souls, so I guess that's the next logical conclusion. But at this point, the screeching and the meltdowns and the demonic howling that we have witnessed since Trump has taken office and enacted a lot of these policies, I'm hoping and I'm praying to God that it wakes up everyone else and normal, everyday Democrats who are not part of this blue hair mafia realize that that is just not normal, civilized, sane behavior.
Well, I've got evidence of both things coming up. I've got evidence of the insane behavior, and then I've got evidence of the people actually waking up to all of it. So it's just total political victory right now for common sense more than anything. Jacob Engels, great story at the Gateway Pundit. Glad to have you back on.
Thanks, Owen, and hope you're doing well. Keep up the fight, brother.
Sure thing. And there's going to be plenty for you to report on as more fraud and abuse comes out at USAID and these other federal bureaucracies, totally illegitimate. All right, let me show you the evidence that we have. First, let's go. This is a Democrat voter. Voted for Harris. Well, she feels a little different today. Clip 8.
All right, y'all. Listen, let me be one of the first black women that was a part of the 93% that voted for Kamala to come out and just say it. I regret voting for Kamala. I really do. I regret voting for her. Already into Trump's presidency, not even a full month, and this man has already secured borders. He's already signing bills that that are taking place that are uplifting this country. Me not doing my history and really, you know, being investigative and seeing all the things that Trump has done and now having the eye opener and really looking at this man and seeing exactly how this man works has really put something on my heart. And I don't know what I was thinking going in there voting for Kamala in the first place. I'm glad of the results. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad that Trump is in there, but me being so lost and participating into the whole Kamala run and now taking a step back looking at how this president here is really running things, and it hasn't even been a whole month, is something that I do think about. So, you know, I advise people that are on the Democratic, that are in the Democratic Party, myself, to do your research. Really do your research, okay? Because I can definitely say that as a black woman, a part of the 93%, I made an error. I can admit that. I can take accountability and admit that.
Well, good for her. And I would bet you she's not alone. I bet you she's not alone. I mean, this is just total victory. Now, all right, so here's the evidence of the other side. I need everybody to brace yourselves. Buckle your seatbelt. Grab on to a sturdy or stable object. I really need you to brace yourself for this coming news. Democrat lawmaker says she became voluntarily sterile over Trump's policies. Michigan lawmaker undergoes sterilization to avoid pregnancy under Donald Trump. State Representative Lori Pahutsky told a crowd that she had a surgery so that she couldn't get pregnant. Quote, "It was a decision that I had been mulling over for quite some time. I wanted to say it out loud because I know for a fact that there are a lot of women considering a similar procedure. But also I know women second-guess themselves and they think they are catastrophizing." self-induced sterility in response to Trump winning the election. Now, if that's not a sign that you have completely lost your mind, if that's not a sign you belong in a psych ward, not the Democrat state house, then I don't know what is. Psycho. Congratulations. You just played yourself. Sterilizing yourself to protest Donald Trump. Wow. Oh no. You got us. What will we do? Guessing this doesn't impact anybody, anywhere, anytime, ever. Now, Stephen Miller goes on a rant on Fox News responding to this Democrat Party talking about Musk wasn't elected. Let's hear Stephen Miller's response, clip 22.
The Democrat use of the term unelected is really quite remarkable here. Donald Trump was elected in an overwhelming landslide. These are Donald Trump staffers. And this is like saying that Mike Walls, the national security advisor, is unelected, or Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, is unelected, or Donald Trump's communications team is unelected. This is presidential staff that serves at the pleasure and for the president, just as I do. I am a staffer for the president of the United States. He is elected. He is the one that American people have chosen to implement his agenda. This is the agenda the American people voted for that he is asking his staff, his subordinates, his employees to implement. The unelected power in this country is the rogue bureaucracy. USAID is unelected. The FBI that persecuted President Trump for 8 years is unelected. The CIA and those who have laundered intelligence to try to change the foreign policy of the United States are unelected. President Trump is restoring democracy by controlling the federal bureaucracy. There is one man in the country who is elected by the whole American people to implement an agenda they support. That is the president. Every other officer in this country,
yep,
members of Congress and senators, are elected at the state or local level.
Let me ask you,
the Constitution puts one man in charge of the federal executive branch, and that's the president.
I understood.
Let him finish, Martha. Now, what else do we have here? The Democrats, well, the vote today for the Office of Budget Management, Ross Vought, or Vought, rather. The vote for Vought was today. Every single Democrat broke rules during procedure and had to be gaveled. Listen to this in clip 14.
Kane.
I vote no to the man who wants to...
Pursuant to Rule 12, no debate is permitted during a vote. The senator will suspend.
Mr. Kelly.
Pursuant to Rule 12, no debate is permitted during a vote. The senator will suspend.
Mr. Kennedy. Mr. Kim.
Pursuant to Rule 12, no debate is permitted during a vote. The senator will suspend.
Mr. King.
Pursuant to Rule 12, no debate is permitted during a vote.
Ms. Klobuchar.
No debate is permitted during a vote. The senator will suspend.
Mr. Lankford. Mr. Lee.
Every single Democrat broke rules during procedure on the vote today. They're losing it, folks. They're losing it. And they've really lied to themselves, too. So they're kind of dealing with reality coming crashing down. And this is just the beginning. What are we, like, 19 days? What is it? Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, we're going to see something crazy. I predict Al Green whacks somebody with that cane. Maybe Jasmine Crockett, like, hides, you know, outside of a wall at the Capitol and attacks Nancy Mace, tries to rip her wig off, even though she doesn't wear one, and Crockett probably does. I mean, seriously, what? This is getting nuts, man. What else do we have here? Let me see clip 13.
Elon Musk, you didn't create U.S.
Okay, yeah. I need to properly pitch to this, actually. This is Vincent. Man, let me get his name right, because this is actually funny. He's hilarious. Vincent, I don't even want to say it. His last name is, anybody want to help me back there? I know it's in my stack. Funny comedian. Goes on with Patrick Bet-David. That's great. I'm just going to pour it through my stack. Okay, well, I'll give you the name. He's a comedian. He's making fun of the Democrats. This is funny stuff. Go ahead.
Elon Musk, you didn't create USAID. The United States Congress did for the American people. Elon Musk, you don't control the money of the American people. The United States Congress does, and we control it with meaningful spending. Like $330 million to Afghanis to help them grow crops, because how else are we supposed to get heroin in the States? Or $20 million for an Iraqi version of Sesame Street. Or $15 million for condoms to the Taliban, because who wants terrorists reproducing? Yeah. Or $2 million for sex changes in Guatemala. Cortades Los Huevos. Yeah. Or $50,000 for trans opera in Colombia. To be or not to be trans. That is the question. Wait, don't leave. We gave $9 million to Syria for humanitarian aid. But the money wound up going to Al-Qaeda instead. Guys, wait. Come back.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, let's go see if any Taliban condoms are left over.
All right.
Yeah, I like your sign.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah!
Vincent O'Shana is the comedian that did that. He's great over there with Valuetainment and Patrick Bet-David's team. We're taking over, folks. We're taking it all over. We're taking over the culture. We're taking over politically. We're taking our future back. It's nothing but good news. All right, here's the deal. We're coming up on the third and final hour today. I do want to open up phone lines. I got a ton of headlines still on my desk. Video clips left to play, but we're going to do all of it. We're going to do all of it here in the third hour, including your calls. So I'm just going to play some clips in the next segment. Trump, Pete Hegseth, Pam Bondi. And then we'll open phone lines.
For listeners and viewers that have gone to the AlexJonesStore.com and gotten Ultimate Sea Moss, which is the ultimate superfood, chock full of organic iodine and all these key vitamins and minerals, and the way God has the Irish sea moss grow, the way it all fuses together, just has incredible effects. It's right up there with hemp for just being a over-the-top superfood. And I've been on it for now 4 or 5 months, and the clarity, the focus, my skin, my energy, the weight loss is insane. And so, Ultimate Sea Moss is available at thealexshowstore.com. And if you love that product, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to want two of the new gummy products that are in. Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Iron and Vitamin C. Both of these powerful gummy products are available right now with a big bottle jammed right at the top with these babies. Both of these amazing formulas are now available discounted at thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
So the Prime Minister of Japan was meeting with Trump today. They made a big announcement here in clip three.
And also, there is another good news that I would like to deliver to you. A Japanese automaker, Isuzu, has a plan to create a factory in the United States in the near future.
あるいは先ほど申し上げましたが、トヨタ自動車は合衆国の工場を拡張する、あるいは新設をするという計画を持って近々実行いたします。工場はこの4月から本格的に稼働いたします。
And as I touched upon the example of Toyota, they also have another plan to expand their factories as well as start to operate new factories in the near future. And as far as I understand, there is one factory to be fully operational starting the month of April this year.
That includes a Pentagon audit.
And now, I said I was going to pitch, guys. Now, Pete Hegseth talking about how, well, there goes the tease. They're going to audit the Pentagon and his final plans. Go ahead.
That includes a Pentagon audit, which to the Marines out there, y'all got to figure it out. And we appreciate that. Lee and me, we are going to focus heavily to ensure that at a bare minimum, by the end of 4 years, the Pentagon passes a clean audit. The American taxpayers deserve that. They deserve to know where their $850 billion go, how it's spent, and make sure it's spent wisely. It used to be that if you called for an audit, somehow you were undermining the department. I believe the exact opposite. I believe we are accountable for every dollar we spend, and every dollar of waste we find or redundancy is a dollar we can invest somewhere else, as President Trump has committed directly to rebuilding our nation's military. So rebuilding our military is key.
So that was Hegseth addressing the military during a webcast town hall where he commits to a clean defense audit, a clean audit of the Pentagon, which hasn't passed an audit in decades. And then guess what happened? Pentagon cuts off Hegseth town hall webcast after transparency pledge. They shut it down. He says, we're going to audit the Pentagon and we're going to clean out the corruption, and they shut it down. That is crazy. You think they got something to hide? Let's find out who cut that deal off. Maybe bring him in for questioning with Pete Hegseth himself. He might want to know. Here's Attorney General Pam Bondi. If you're a sanctuary city, you're committing crimes. Clip six.
Out there trying to protect their citizens. Not only did we sue today the city of Chicago, we sued the state of Illinois, we sued the mayor, we sued the governor, and we sued others. And let me be very clear, if you don't comply with federal law, you're going to be next.
What about those that we now know apparently tipped off the Trende Aragua?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the Trende Aragua gang members, somebody leaked information that they are about to get raided. So they have sources inside the government. That's crazy. By the way, guys, give me clip five as we go to break here. They're tearing down all the USAID signs off of buildings. And actually, the main USAID building is now being used by Border Patrol. And all the signs, the street signs that they had USAID on, have now been blacked out with black electrical tape. Yeah. Yeah. This is about as serious as it gets. This is about as real as it gets here, folks. Shut it down.
Boy, Michael Bloomberg is so upset that it came out that his gun control group are the ones behind the Onion and the lawsuits and all of it, trying to shut down InfoWars. And remember back in November, they said they owned it, tried to kick us out of the building. The judge overrode it. It wasn't true. It was a hoax. But a lot of people still think they own InfoWars or InfoWarsStore.com. And so it's really hurt sales by over 70%. So if we don't get funds in at InfoWars Store, we will shut down. Now, even if they're successful and we're beating them right now, it'll take a month and a half or so for that to happen. So right now, in February, you are able to get all these products delivered to you very, very quickly. All the fan favorites, all the classics, X2, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Brain Force Ultra, an incredible fast-acting nootropic with no letdown. VasoBeats, so good for your heart, your whole cardiovascular system. It's all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not owned by Bloomberg or The Onion.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we are in the final hour of the InfoWars War Room. Here's what we have. I've got couple more video clips we might get to. Couple stacks of news I'm just going to pile drive through. And I want to take phone calls in the midst of all of it. So let me give out the phone number right now. 877-789-2539. We'll throw it up on the screen for you. There it is. 877-789-2539. And we'll take some calls here in the final hour of the War Room this week. Before I get into that business and before I get into these headlines, remember, folks, thealexjonesstore.com is where you can shop to support us and support your health with great popular products like the CMOS gummies, like the Alex Jones Atomic Defense. Great health supplements for you available at thealexjonesstore.com. 20% off or more on all supplements right now. You heard that right. 20% off or more on all supplements right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And remember, you now only have 9 hours remaining to take advantage of 10 times raffle entries with every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com. 10 times raffle entries to be entered into the Ford Raptor Bronco giveaway plus $10,000 cash. This is what happens when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, you support us in the process to keep us on the air. And, you know, you heard Alex, he was in here earlier having some fun, but, you know, he talked about how great a job the crew is doing. Cannot give enough credit to the crew. Truly, they do incredible work. I tell you what, they got an hour left. I kind of joke about this sometimes with the crew, but I don't know if they've made a mistake this week. They might have had a perfect week. Now I've probably cursed them in the final hour. So we're going to, now the pressure cooker is really on. But the crew here is fantastic. The multimedia situation with them pulling up stories and following breaking reports and the whole presentation, that's all them. And I'm only able to have that great crew thanks to your support at thealexjonesstore.com. So please keep it up. Become a member of the VIP club, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP to become a member and learn about all the benefits. And we cannot thank you enough for your support. All right, we're getting the phone lines lit up. Let's just start picking them up and putting them down here, shall we? Hungary's Orban says U.S. funding to NGOs and media must be revealed. He's celebrating the exposing of the corruption at the USAID program. Yeah, they probably have a bunch of anti-Orban stuff that they fund as well. Thomas Massey backs bill to abolish USAID, calls it a waste of tax dollars. I think we're going to get it. Representative Massey announced he's co-sponsoring Representative Greg Stubbe's bill to dismantle USAID.
the federal agency responsible for foreign aid. Massey said USAID sends billions of American tax dollars overseas. When it spends at home, it's subsidizing subscriptions to left-leaning outlets like Politico. I think we're going to get it. And the evidence is just pouring in. It's just overwhelming. They're taking the signs off the buildings. They're blocking them out on the streets. I think we're going to get it. I think we're going to get it. Now, why are these Democrats panicked? Maybe ask yourself this. How do members of Congress on a salary of $100,000, maybe $150,000 a year, become multimillionaires while they're serving in Congress? How does this happen? Then the follow-up maybe is, why are they so upset that USAID is getting shut down and all this funding that goes to Democrat Party politics is being shut down? Might there be a connection there? Certainly worthy of investigating. Certainly the American people are curious now that we've looked under the hood of USAID and discovered all of the fraud, waste, abuse, and outright theft. But then there's Maxine Waters. Now keep in mind, Maxine Waters served as the ranking member of the House Financial Services Committee. Now the Democrats are no longer in the majority in the House, but she still is the ranking member on the House Financial Services Committee, where she has been for years. Let's see. House Financial Services Committee, USAID, billions of dollars spent to Democrats, and she's there on the committee overseeing all of it. By the way, Maxine Waters herself, with her decades in Congress, has become fabulously rich while serving as a member of Congress. Not to mention her husband. Not to mention the allegations of insider trading. Not to mention the allegations of Maxine Waters using her political power to protect her husband in the financial industry. So it all comes to this. Maxine Waters is trying to dodge sworn deposition from the Department of Government Efficiency lawyers. Why doesn't she want to testify? Why is Maxine Waters trying to avoid testifying? Why is Maxine Waters trying to avoid USAID being shut down? What is it that Maxine Waters is afraid of? What is it that Maxine Waters is trying to hide under that James Brown wig? You know, Elon Musk posted this right after the election of Donald Trump. He said, "There will be consequences for those who pushed foreign interference hoaxes. The hammer of justice is coming. Will there also be consequences for those that stole U.S. taxpayers' dollars? Will there also be consequences to those that engaged in insider trading? All these Democrats, all these politicians that have made millions of dollars while serving in Congress, was it coming from USAID? Was it coming from insider trading? The hammer of justice is coming, and Maxine Waters is trying to hide from it." Now, I got a bunch of other news stories I want to get to, including Trump has announced that he will be meeting. The plan is to meet with Vladimir Zelensky next week. We'll see. That's the plan for now. I could see somebody trying to sabotage that. And remember, it was Zelensky during an interview who said, "We have gotten less than half of the money sent from the United States." Less than half. So that's $100 billion stolen, disappeared into thin air. Where'd all that money go? Maybe Trump wants to know. Maybe Trump's going to ask Zelensky. Maybe Zelensky will ask Trump. Maybe it comes up during a joint press conference. That's all very possible. And more proof, by the way, that maybe Democrat voters or liberal ideologues are starting to realize that, no, Trump is actually a really good president and everything he's doing is benefiting America. The owner of the Los Angeles Times, Patrick Soon-Shiong, has come out in support of Donald Trump and MAGA. And if you recall, after the L.A. wildfires, he said he regrets the endorsement of Karen Bass. Now, you want to hear another little funny anecdote here? The story covering this, which was featured on Drudge Report, by the way, that'll give you a little bit of a clue, featured on Drudge Report from status.news. Who do you think wrote this story? It's a name you haven't heard in a while. It's a face you haven't seen in a while since somebody told him he looked like a possum crawling out of a cow's ass. And that'd be one Oliver Darcy. Oliver Darcy, completely flushed into oblivion in the political media, gets a story posted on Drudge. Isn't that funny? And it's all about how the owner of the Los Angeles Times thinks Trump's doing a good job. Red-pilled and reviled. Oliver Darcy. I guess a friend of his must own the Drudge Report now. Yeah. All right. Let's take a call or two here. We'll start with Kathy in New Hampshire. First on the board, Kathy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, thank you very much. I'm a first-time caller, and I really, really enjoy your program. I had two interesting but kind of off the subject just because I was able to get through tonight. First of all, that woman who self-sterilized, thankfully she won't be propagating any of her genetics, so I'm grateful for that. I'm
well,
sure
how about this? Yeah, but let me ask you this, though. Do you think she really did it?
Well, if she did, she's probably thinking she won't get a period anymore, and that's how stupid they are. They most certainly do. It just doesn't come out the same way. So she'll still suffer monthly. Yeah, she
okay.
sure will.
Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. So, well, you know, it's the truth. Secondly, though, back when Trump was nearly assassinated at Butler, when that bullet hit his right ear, and then he reached up with his right hand, so he would have had blood on his right thumb. And then he talked about his shoes falling off, and I wondered if he had blood on his right toe. The reason I say is in Leviticus chapter 8, 23 and 24, when Moses is anointing the high priest, that's how they were anointed, with blood from the lamb on the tip of the right ear, on the right thumb, and the great toe on the right foot. So wouldn't that just be... I think that's exactly what happened. But I don't know if he had blood on his right toe, but it kind of makes sense.
Wow, that's crazy. And it's, you know, I read the Bible when I was in prison, and it's much of the Old Testament is like as you describe. It's a lot of just process and procedure stuff, like how to build a proper temple and how to properly anoint people, and it's all just kind of like procedural directional stuff. So it doesn't like sink in as much. So that's amazing that stuck into you, and you bring it up here on the show. I don't know. I don't know if the blood got on Trump's right toe. He probably had a sock on though, so I don't know if it counts or not, Kathy. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Andy in Missouri. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry for a moment. I'm still digesting Kathy's thing about the.
Let's just
okay.
I'm not even going to say it. I don't even.
I'm with you. I was just thinking about this Mazie Hirono and these people that are up there getting questioned by her. All I can think about is that Ashton Kutcher movie of Dudes Wear My Car, where they're like ordering from the Chinese restaurant, and all you hear is and then. I can't believe the composure that these people must have just to listen to that.
I mean, Mazie Hirono is... It'd be one thing if we sent people that stupid to Congress, if it was just like, you know, ceremonious and they didn't really have any power over our lives to do anything. But Congress is so corrupt and the government's become so corrupted now above it now that it's dangerous to send people like that to Congress. So she's a true threat to the country to have somebody that stupid, incompetent in Congress is not good. I mean, she's how the people of Hawaii elected that, like, really, you had no better option. You didn't have somebody that can like talk or read or like, didn't ride to the Capitol on a short bus.
Exactly. And I'm hoping that I think you said something the other day I was watching you. You said everybody, the only time anybody saw any of this was the old people watching C-SPAN. And now everybody sees it all the time now. And hopefully that will wake people up about these. I mean, it's embarrassing to see these people on the world stage if they talk like this. I'm really kind of ashamed of the people that we voted into power, keep positions of power in our country. And I'll get off the phone. And nice talking with you again, Owen. Thank you.
Well, the people of Hawaii should be embarrassed. I mean, that's wow. Let's go to Dustin in Kansas. Dustin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's going on, Owen? Glad to hear that the Democrat Party is dead. Politically, you know, since they love death so much, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand because it's so liberal, right? I want to talk about when you started the show, you started with the chemtrails, right? I noticed that right after the election, the chemtrails they go all over Kansas, man, all the time, which I'm sure they go over the whole United States, but it's, I think maybe because we're right in the central of everything that we see them quite a bit. I watched a video one time where this pilot was turning them on and off to show people that the chemtrails can be turned on and off, right? Have you ever heard about that?
Absolutely. In Austin, we don't get them too often. If they spray in Texas, they usually do it over the farmland and stuff. They do have a cloud seeding program here. It's all public. So when we do see it in Austin, though, it's very noticeable. It's very noticeable, yeah. And people usually see it and capture it, film it, you know, camera, shoot it, everything. So it's very noticeable in Austin. Doesn't happen too often. I could see, like you said, you're in Kansas, so it's like they probably do it all the time over the farmlands. And, you know, you're in flatlands, yeah. Probably clear skies. It's probably really easy to see. I don't know. I think about it. I definitely haven't seen a chemtrail since the inauguration.
Right. It's almost like they're shutting them off. But there are pilots that will turn it on and turn it off, and it'll look like Morse code in the sky. I witnessed it right over Wichita one day, and I'd seen videos about it before. So hopefully they can cut that crap out, man, because it's not good for anybody or anything.
Completely agree. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, happy Friday, Owen.
You must feel good now that Kamala Harris is officially ineligible to run for president again.
She's always been ineligible. She can still run again.
Happy Friday. Go ahead.
Anyway, happy. Two things. Number one, InfoWars must have a Washington correspondent. You have to hire Patrick Howley or somebody up here in D.C. Get Elon Musk to make a contribution or something to having InfoWars have a Washington, D.C. correspondent. Discover Doge is like a public relations person. It wouldn't have to come out of your pocket. Just convince Trump and Elon to make a charitable contribution or something. And I think you could create an internet sensation if you had like a call-in call screener that always took calls in like a chat room while the shows are on, all three of them. There's always a constant hotline where people can be calling in, essentially on camera. Your call screener would be on camera fielding calls from people all during the show, like a chat room. You could have a chat room too at the same time.
But well, we do have chats. We have a chat room on our Rumble channel. The chat's on the Rumble channel. We also have a chat on band.video. You have to be you have to have an account to be chatting though on the chat on band.video and on Rumble, but you can get in there and do that.
You know, speaking of that, Jefferson, thanks for the call. I'm actually glad you brought that up because I hadn't mentioned this. The Democrats are running an operation right now. It's probably funded by USAID. They have hired a bunch of seminar callers. They've hired a bunch of people that are overwhelming the congressional lines to call up congressional offices and bitch and complain about Elon Musk. And it's all day long. And it's the same women reading the same script in all the congressional offices. So, and it's literally the exact same script. Don't confirm this person. Don't defund USAID. It's clearly they're reading off a script. It's clearly Democrat paid for propaganda, probably USAID money. And they're just literally nonstop calling the congressional offices trying to do this right now. That's where they're at. That's where they're at. Let's go to Willie in California. Willie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
One, how you doing? I have a dream. AI for the good of humanity, for the people, with a humanitarian, honest, unanimous, rules-based order, replacing corrupt politicians, but allowing for humans to do all levels of paid work. And maybe AI would eliminate our current form of government and also adjudicate court cases and help with law enforcement. The input needs to come from the total of unbiased citizens of the world and only ever overseen by the collective constituency of all qualified participants. We could actually have non-biased outcomes in the courts, honest political leadership, and put AI to work for the benefit of all humanity.
Well, that would be the goal. I was thinking about it actually earlier today. Think about cell phones. Thank you for the call, Willie. If you could, and it's really smartphones more than anything, but let's just say you could go back in time and stop the invention of smartphones. Would you do it? Would you do it? Do you think smartphones have been a benefit for humanity, or has it hurt humanity, hurt culture, hurt the human experience? I think it's a fair question. Now imagine the implications of AI. And we're kind of still in that phase where we can just stop it. You can stop it. I don't know. It is a tool. It can obviously be used for good. Really, you think about the implications of AI, and it's like it can either be the greatest good ever for humanity, or it can be the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity. It's like that. Those are your options. It's like either full-on destruction of humanity, conquering, reset, or it's like utilizing and tapping into things that will advance humanity and make everything more efficient. That's the crossroads in the AI debate. But I don't think it's being stopped. Trump's basically totally investing in it, bringing it all in. It's like an AI race with China that's on right now. All right, final segment of the InfoWars War Room coming up. More calls, more news on the other side of this break.
The final battle is coming up towards the end of next month. Federal court's going to decide whether we get sold to the Bloomberg Group or whether they let patriots buy InfoWars and we continue on. But regardless, the final run, potentially, of X2 that is so incredible, the purest, best atomic iodine out there, has just come in at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. This could be your last chance to get X2, but regardless, fans love it. It's back in, so you can get it. And for those that haven't tried it, get your X2 now, right now, at InfoWarsStore.com. Every order that comes in will be shipped out regardless. We're not getting shut down for at least a month, so this is your last chance to get X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is one of the most amazing products, if not the most amazing, we've ever had at InfoWars. It's been a fan favorite for 12 years. So stock up now on what could be your last chance to get the legendary X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is back on the air. The judge is having emergency hearings. Looks like their fraudulent sale won't go through. But regardless, I'm suing the daylights out of the Democratic Party and the big national gun control group that's actually behind the Onion and has now admitted it in court. So, we also have backup studios, the Alex Jones Network. Whatever they do, we're staying on air to make sure Trump gets into office and to back him and his agenda to stop World War III, secure the borders, and more. But we can't do it without your support. So there are all these new, amazing, incredible designs up on thealexjonesstore.com. It has nothing to do with InfoWars. Not owned by me, so they can never get that. That's how we stay on the air, even if they're successful in shutting us down. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get great supplements, t-shirts, limited edition collectible fundraiser posters, and more, you will keep me on the air regardless of the Alex Jones Network. Please go to the site now, thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on air. They're amazing products. Thank you so much.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
Absolute savagery from Donald Trump here. He has now revoked Joe Biden's security clearance. As if Joe Biden would even know what to do with it. Trump just posted this. There is no need for Joe Biden to continue receiving access to classified information. Therefore, we are immediately revoking Joe Biden's security clearances and stopping his daily intelligence briefings. He set this precedent in 2021 when he instructed the intelligence community to stop me from accessing details on national security, a courtesy provided to former presidents. The HER report revealed that Biden suffers from, quote, poor memory, and even in his prime, could not be trusted with sensitive information. I will always protect our national security. Joe, you're fired. Now, Joe Biden has received this information, to which he said, huh? couple other stories here. We'll get a couple other calls in as well. Lauren Boebert gives Speaker Mike Johnson some good advice here. He says, she says, rather, "Dear Speaker Johnson, simply pass into law every executive order President Trump has signed, and you will go down as the greatest speaker in American history." He could do that. He could do that if he wanted to. Now, here's a real story. And Trump actually does have a big issue on his hand with this. And I guess he's kind of putting the energy and the farmers, I don't know when that big push is coming, but I think it needs to be moved to the front, because there is a real problem here. Food prices are not going down, folks. They're actually going up. And I guess gas prices are remaining stagnant. That one was probably a little easier to address. The food issue is very serious. It's very serious. And I'm not going to, I don't know if my experience is the same as everybody's, but the grocery store has had less beef. I mean, like 80% of my diet is steak and eggs, so I noticed this. But there has been an egg shortage at the grocery store lately. I mean, an egg shortage. Like, the shelves are empty. No eggs. And then the beef supply is way down. Way less steak on the shelves, and the price is way up. Like, way up. So there is a problem here. I don't know when this is going to become a top agenda item or priority for Trump, but they really screwed this deal bad in the last administration. Maybe they did it intentionally. Caroline Levitt blames Biden for egg shortage. White House says Biden administration's killing of over 100 million chickens contributed to skyrocketing egg prices. Did they do it intentionally? They're also culling the cattle. U.S. cattle herd continues to drop to record lows. This needs to be addressed. This is a serious issue. It needs to be addressed. I'm not even claiming I know the answer here. Probably stop killing chickens would be one. But no, this is a serious issue. Food prices are going up, and there's a beef and egg shortage. That is really happening. So the only reason they're probably not claiming a big victory over Trump here is because they know Biden did it. Plus, they don't want you eating meat anyway, and they want to replace it with this. Boffins rejoice as chicken grown entirely in a lab hits UK shelves in world first. No, thank you. I don't want lab-grown meat, and all the fake meat that they put in the grocery stores here, nobody eats that crap. Nobody eats it. Nobody wants it. Meanwhile, Kansas reckons with large tuberculosis outbreak as health officials hamstrung. Officials alleviate fears of rumored Oklahoma tuberculosis outbreak. But you know what they're blaming it on? I bet you know. Oh, they're blaming it on Trump. Of course they are. Experts fear consequences of Trump's restrictions on CDC as state sees one of the largest outbreaks ever recorded in the United States. That's 67 cases, by the way. So, it's coming from the wide open border. That's been reported on since 2021 with the tuberculosis cases. And they're still really low, obviously. But anything they can do to blame Trump. Oh, Trump spreading tuberculosis. No, the open border did. Has nothing to do with the CDC. Just lie about everything. What's going on with all these plane stories, by the way? Plane carrying 10 people missing in Alaska. They don't know what happened to it. Just disappeared. They're searching for an answer. I don't know if they have an update since 3 o'clock when I first saw this small plane with 10 on board goes missing in Alaska. They're searching around for survivors or any proof of the plane that disappeared off flight radar over Norton Sound. so nobody knows what happened with that. Japan Airlines plane strikes parked Delta plane at SeaTac Airport in Seattle. Okay. Two airport authority workers arrested for allegedly leaking DC plane crash video to CNN. Well, I don't know if that's necessary, but you know what's funny? How do you think they knew who to arrest? Because the punks over at CNN turned over their sources. Can you believe that? Journalists have gone to jail for refusing to turn over sources. And this is like, it's a video of a plane that everybody already saw. And CNN just totally flipped on them and gave them the source. Crazy. Crazy. By the way, whatever happened to the female on board of that plane that crashed, or the helicopter that crashed? What do we know about her or not know about her? A lot of rumors going around. Some old social media posts starting to surface. What were they trying to hide? What were they trying to hide? By the way, this is going to send the liberals nuts. It already is. Travis Kelce, who's kind of risen and declined in popularity with the Bud Light ads and then the vaccine ads and then the Taylor Swift thing, and he's just been up and down. But he was asked a question, how he felt during the Super Bowl media day. How do you feel about Trump attending the Super Bowl? Here's what Travis said, clip 21.
That's awesome. It's a great honor. I think, you know, no matter who the president is, I know I'm excited because it's the biggest game of my life, you know, and having the president there, you know, it's the best country in the world. So that'd be pretty cool.
He's excited. He's honored. And America's the best country in the world, says Travis Kelce. Oh, they're pissed. And Trump, of course, had the public post that said, I hate Taylor Swift, who everybody thinks the NFL is rigged now and the Chiefs are going to win. And then Travis is going to propose to her after the game and it's going to be a whole fanfare thing. But, the Chiefs as an organization are extremely conservative people, very MAGA, very pro-Christian. They pray before every game. They have extremely patriotic presentations at the games. Everybody knows that. Of course, you had the kicker who made the headlines for saying, basically quoting biblical male and female roles. They hated him for that. And now they're coming for Travis Kelce. So dating Taylor Swift wasn't enough. Doing the Pfizer ads wasn't enough. Now they're mad because he says he's excited that Trump is attending the Super Bowl. This thing is going to be crazy, man. I think the applause Trump's going to get at the Super Bowl is going to be massive. I wouldn't even be surprised if some of the players stand and applaud. And then there'll be a giant USA chant. Good. Good. Really looking forward to that. All right, I got people on the line, so I'm going to skip over the rest of the news. We got a crazy, radical care director in Kentucky. That's the Center of American Islamic Relations, threatening people, saying she wants ISIS to kill everybody. Okay. And then you've got a Mexican who took down the American flag at a park, who got arrested, who then said, this is really Mexico, you're in stolen land. So, okay. It's getting crazy out there, but I want to take calls. We got people waiting, so let's just do that. Yes, she did get arrested. Let's go to Steven in Florida. Steven, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, good afternoon, Owen. A couple quick things before I get to what I called about. First of all, the woman who said she was sterilizing herself, I just have to wonder if she's related to the other woman who, I don't know, what it was, 5, 6, 7 years ago, said she had compassion on the blind, and so she poured Drano in her eyes and blinded herself. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're related. You know, same kind of stupid mentality.
Yeah, occupied by the same demon.
Right, exactly. Also, with the issue of the shortage on beef and chicken and everything, remember, over the last few years, we've seen the decimation and destruction of various food production facilities, more than 100, well over 100, probably 150, all over the United States. So, and then what happened with the cattle in the last year there, right in Texas. So, yeah, it's no wonder. This is all sabotaged by the previous administration and their lackeys. So, yeah, it's no wonder that we've got that kind of situation with the price of eggs and beef and the shortages, et cetera. The main reason I called in, though, as you just alluded to, so Sunday is the biggest media event in the world. It's the Super Bowl. And they say, I guess, there's somewhere between 1 and 2 billion people that are going to be watching this. And if you look on the internet, and I'm relating this to the political situation that's going on with America right now, there's a whole bunch of people with no less than Troy Aikman calling for an investigation of the NFL because they're saying that there's a tie between organized crime, as in gambling, which is heavily involved with the NFL, and the situation with the refs, you know, especially in the case of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm not saying that Chiefs are involved in this, but there's a lot of questionable things going on in that situation. Now, I want to relate that to what's going on politically, and this is what I'm getting at. There is so much corruption that we are now seeing coming to the forefront politically, and what's tied in with that with the NFL, I find that coincidence, you know, and I believe there is legitimacy to the complaints about the NFL, but here's the thing. If you remember, you go back, and you were in sports reporting before you got into what you do now, well, Alex Jones reported on this at length, and that was Jerry Sandusky, the assistant coach at Penn State University under Joe Paterno. And you remember how that whole thing, he was pimping out boys, he was raping them in the shower. And I believe, I've never seen proof of this, but I believe that was probably tied in during with the Epstein debacle and all that mess. And that came out, not coincidentally, under the Obama administration. So, you know, the thing I'm saying is that people want to focus on the wrong thing. You know, they called for Paterno to be reinstated back when he was let go by Penn State because the fans were in an outcry about this. Never mind now those children whose lives were ruined.
Well look, I'm just going to stop right there because I got to take other calls. The Penn State story is extremely complex. Joe Paterno got completely railroaded. And Louis Free, the FBI investigator, was also in some other interesting cases. I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, as far as the NFL is concerned and my history of sports reporting, I would just lead people in this direction. Brian Toohey, who I've interviewed before, has written, I think, 3 or maybe now 4 books on how professional sports are rigged, specifically his book with the NFL called Larceny Games, where he actually was able to get classified government documents that they investigated it and knew it was going on. Now, I don't even want to get into what happens in today's league and the debates about rigged or not. You just had a rigged trade in the NBA. These are billion-dollar entertainment industries, and they'll do whatever they need to do to make the most money. Believe that. But it's not a conspiracy theory. It's pretty well documented that these things can be rigged, whether it's the leagues doing it themselves or, you know, the gambling markets or players, whatever. You had the big FIFA scandal. You had the Tim Donaghy scandal in the NBA. So, of course. But see, it's really a cultural thing with grown men that get obsessed over these games. And look, it's fun. I get it. Go watch a game. Have fun. Cheer them on, have a beer, spend time with family, whatever. But it's like it's inconsequential, and it's probably rigged. And so it's just like, you know, okay, it's fun, it's entertaining, it's fine. This should not be your life purpose when there's more serious things going on. It's, you know, of course, now we're learning how corrupt the government is. But that's all just kind of a distraction. I look forward to Trump bringing massive patriotism to the Super Bowl in New Orleans this weekend. Let's go to Tim in California. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Owen. Yeah, this story is a twofer. It's a double dipper because it not only shows you government waste, fraud, and abuse, but it also shows you how the green energy type stuff is a really a no-go. This is a story about Ivanpah That's one word. I-V-A-N-P-A-H. Ivanpah Solar. It's the world's largest solar array. It's in the state of California. It's about 2 miles from the state line of Nevada. It's about 25 or 30 miles out of Las Vegas. And this is 350,000 mirrors, okay? It's on 179,000 heliostats that are turning to follow the sun. It's 5 square miles of mirrors. And they got a $1.6 billion federal loan guarantee. They had a $535 million grant. They had a 30% tax credit. They had a $600 million accelerated depreciation schedule. Oh, yeah, and it was all built on public land. In spite of all this, 11 years ago, you know, Obama was so proud of himself. But now, 11 years later, it's bust. How's that possible? Well, here's how it's possible. It cost them $200 per megawatt hour to put power onto the grid. But the going rate is $35.
Well, yeah, look, if solar energy was efficient, then it would be great. Maybe the technology will be efficient someday. There's all kinds of other issues that go into it. There's the issue of, getting rid of the old equipment that has to be thrown away that you can't dispose of in normal ways. They have to go out there and you basically have to clean the panels because dust gets on them. So you have to clean them all the time. Not to mention the issues you bring up with just the cost efficiency and effectiveness, which isn't there. It's all a boondoggle. It's all a scam. And billions of dollars get spent and wasted, stolen. And it's the same. It's the same people that just enrich themselves. The politically connected. And boy, I mean, if you're really friends with a Democrat in high places, you can get rich. I mean, you can get filthy rich. Billions of dollars for these projects that don't do a damn thing. Oh, a rail project just never happens. Internet project never happens. Car charging station never happens. Just billions and billions of dollars. Somebody gets that money. Somebody gets it. Let's go to Keith in Wisconsin. Keith, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I have a three-part plan for keeping this MAGA movement going long into the future. The first one you already mentioned, which is sort of mass arrest of these corruptocrats. The second part is, well, Lauren Boebert kind of stole my thunder. Mike Johnson and Congress need to codify these executive orders. And then the third one is securing elections in a meaningful way, because these Dems really aren't going to win anything again if we just stop them from cheating. So those three, and we're good.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that, and then also tell Jones, don't be smoking in my new Bronco.
All right. Best of luck, Keith. Let's go to Michael in Kansas. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, as a January 6th, man, I just want to say I appreciate you going out here, shining light on a lot of these issues, man.
Did you do time?
Months, yeah, in Forest City, Arkansas.
You got your pardon?
I got my pardon. I got my pardon paper yesterday.
Right on, brother. Right on.
Yes, sir. So, you know, I'm sitting here with my wife and my newborn baby. You know, found out she was pregnant about 2 weeks before I had to go, and I'm home now, and just wanted to thank you for everything you do, man. There's not a day that goes by that I don't come home from work now and Owen Schwoyer is not on in my living room, man. My wife watches you religiously. I actually met you on January 6th and shook your hand and told you that. Of course, you probably don't remember that. It was a flyby moment in that massive crowd, and really, man, just wanted to get on here and wasn't sure if I'd get on, but thank you and everyone that wrote us letters. Got lots of letters in prison, man, and I haven't been able to thank all those people. So anyone that wrote letters, people that went to prison, thank you so much for that. And as a brother, man, and, you know, going to prison for what you believe in, you know what this is. And you guys do a wonderful job. We watch InfoWars every day here, Wichita, Kansas. I'm the only Wichitan that went to prison for January 6th. And, you know, after everything that's went on the last 4 years of hell, I don't think that we'd be where we are today if we hadn't gone through that, man. So thanks for all you
well,
do.
Yeah.
And I want to say that, man.
It's true. It's sad, and it's true. And I appreciate that call. I'm glad you got in today. Who was it, guys? Somebody said that. think it was a member of the Trump administration even. I can't remember. Somebody said that. They said, look, you hate to have to say this. It may have even Trump himself. I think it was Trump, actually. It's like, you hate to have to say this, and all the suffering and pain and the death and everything we had to go through because of the stolen election and just the total disaster that was the Joe Biden administration. But did we have to go through that? Did we have to witness that? Did we have to experience that? I mean, I'd like to say no. But really, it's what is going to be the outcome here? I mean, it was either Trump basically just stands up and refuses to leave, and then who knows what happens after that. I mean, they wouldn't do the proper investigation. They stole the election. Everybody knows it. But it's like, what does that look like compared to where we're at now today dealing with it all? And it's a harsh reality, but that's the cost of war. So we kind of have this preconceived notion in our head, and it's because that's what war is, but of war being you're in a battlefield, you're carrying a weapon, you're taking fire, you're returning fire, all the equipment, everything that comes with it, like that's war. Well, this is fifth, sixth generational warfare that we're getting hit with. Stolen elections, propaganda, money laundering, you know, I mean, censorship, imprisonment. We're in a war for the country. We're in a war here. There's a reason why this is called InfoWars. There's a reason why we're live 10 hours a day. Alex was in here earlier and he said it. Yeah, we could go to D.C. We can go to the White House. We can go around and schmooze and booze and do all the stuff. This is where we have impact. This is where we reach the people. InfoWars is probably bigger than ever right now. So that's what it's about. It's about understanding that there's an information war. This is our battlefield. This microphone is the equipment. The bullets come from the stream of consciousness. So, yeah, we're in a war. They stole an election. They censored. They imprisoned. They opened the borders. People got raped and killed. I mean, this is a nasty war. These bastards that want to steal your future, steal your money, steal your country. Yeah, they're wicked devils. They are wicked monsters. But they're being removed now. They're being exposed now. And the movement is more populist and nationalist and bigger than ever. I don't know if that happens if we don't go through it, quite frankly. I don't know. That does it for today's transmission. Big ups to the crew. I think you guys did it. A week without an error? Wow, that's fantastic work. They are in prime form. Big ups to the crew. Big ups to the audience. We take a break for this weekend. Have a great weekend. Really. Just have a great weekend.
Boy, Michael Bloomberg is so upset that it came out that his gun control group are the ones behind the Onion and the lawsuits and all of it, trying to shut down InfoWars. And remember back in November, they said they owned it, tried to kick us out of the building. The judge overrode it. It wasn't true. It was a hoax. But a lot of people still think they own InfoWars or InfoWarsStore.com. And so it's really hurt sales by over 70%. So if we don't get funds in at InfoWars Store, we will shut down. Now, even if they're successful and we're beating them right now, it'll take a month and a half or so for that to happen. So right now, in February, you are able to get all these products delivered to you very, very quickly. All the fan favorites, all the classics, X2, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Brain Force Ultra, an incredible fast-acting nootropic with no letdown. VasoBeat, so good for your heart, your whole cardiovascular system. It's all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not owned by Bloomberg or The Onion.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. And it's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.